Theaters, Radio Theaters, on the air!
Yo, radio, it's the Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yo, radio, lady, we've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats. Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers. And Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Bix Bender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're going to ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're going to hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now with the 2,923rd performance of their career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks over Border Radio. Thank you to the appreciative audience in the Emory. Must be mating season up here. The coyotes are really out tonight.
They are.
Too Slim, Ranger Doug, Woody Paul, our Riders in the Sky, and our orchestra, again, is under the capable direction of Joey the Cow Polka King. Miss Marm waits in the wings, but first, we now head for our opening song. We recently did an album of Davy Crockett songs. We thought this old Tex Ritter classic from 1956 was a perfect piece for it. Not that one, although that's on the album. We'll talk about that some other time. A 180 were challenged by Travis to die. But a line that he drew with his sword when the battle was nigh. The man who would fight to the death, cross over, but he who would live better fly. And over the line went 179.
Aye, Santiana, we're killing your soldiers below. Let men wherever they go, will remember the Alamo.
Though Bowie lay dying, his powder was ready and dry. From flat on his back, Bowie killed him a few in reply. And bold Davy Crockett was singing and laughing with gallantry fierce in his eye. For God and for freedom, no man was more willing than to die.
Santiana, we're killing your soldiers below. Let men wherever they go will remember the Alamo.
We sent a young scout through the battlements bloody and loud, with words of farewell from a garrison valiant and proud. Grieve not, little darling, my dying. If Texas is sovereign and free, we'll never surrender and ever with liberty be.
Aye, Santiana, we're killing your soldiers below. That men wherever they go will remember the Alamo. Santiana, we're killing your soldiers below. That men wherever they go will remember the Alamo.
on to your hat, saddle pals. Riders Radio Theater will return.
He's coming!
The big screen event of a lifetime!
The action hero for a literate generation!
Palindrome!
Yes, palindrome. He's big. He's tough. He speaks only in phrases which, if spelled backwards, are exactly the same as when spelled forwards.
Palindrome is out for blood in his motion picture hit,
I Maim Miami.
See palindrome wreak havoc on an unstylish Cosa Nostra.
Bombard a drab mob.
See the terrible revenge of the poisonous martini.
Cat. Evil. Olive. Cat.
Thrill. The thrill to palindrome sneaking into the Godfather's villa.
Step on no pets.
Witness the final showdown.
You're done for, palindrome. We got Louisville sluggers, and all you got is that pitiful tenpenny fastener.
Stab nail at ill Italian bats.
Save me, palindrome!
Flee to me, remote elf!
That's palindrome in I Maim Miami.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
Palindrome, he gets them coming and going.
Riders Radio Theater sends a great big Western howdy to our station of the week, K-Jug, in Tulare, California.
Howdy, Tulare!
And now here's the king of the cowboy fiddlers with a little of Squarefoot Rag. In the sky.
Thank you, Texas Dick Bender. Many of you remember from a recent episode, Drywall, Sheriff Drywall, went to Nashville to become a big recording star, and though his career didn't pan out too well, he did come back with a big hit song in his back pocket, and Sheriff Drywall is going to sing a fine song for you tonight.
Thank you, boys. It's great to be on the show here. I wondered when y'all was going to have me appear on one of these musical selections here. Let's get right into it, boys. That's mighty fine, ain't it? Never heard anything like that. Have y'all remember the old serial Gunsmoke on TV? Yep. All right.
Now in dusty old Dodge City, a barmaid called Miss Kitty had it bad for the marshal. Matt Dillon was his name. I've seen every TV rerun, and every time I've seen one, it's the same. He leaves her waiting for that kiss that never came. Yeah, she keeps waiting for the sundown when he'll lay that smoking gun down. Swear to her his fighting days are true. But every morning Mr. Dillon's off to chase another villain, and poor Miss Kitty's wondering what to do. I'm telling you, one day you're gonna wear out your welcome mat if you keep stepping on her like that. You know there ain't no way you treat your kitty cat. You're wearing out your welcome mat.
Thank you, friend. Thank you so very much. Got that from Johnny Cash, boys.
Bet he was glad to get rid of it, too.
Well, now even Doc and Chester say, don't let this one get away, but Matt, you just ain't too quick on the draw. Wise of Marshall, treat her right. Tell her she can spend the night wrapped up in the long arms of the law. I'm telling you, one day you're gonna wear out your welcome mat if you keep stepping on her like that. You know that ain't no way to treat your kitty cat. You're wearing out your welcome. Now, Matthew, I don't want to see the episode when Miss Kitty finally says it's time to hit the road. Cause everybody knows how much you'd miss her. Now don't just stand there, Matt.
Go ahead and kiss her.
I'm telling you, one day you're gonna wear out your welcome, Matt.
Everybody,
if you keep stepping on her like that, you know that ain't no way to treat your kitty cat. You're wearing out your welcome. Yes, you're wearing out your welcome. She's sick and tired of waiting. There's a million fans a-watching. You better think about them ratings, cause you're wearing out your welcome, man.
Sheriff Drywall! Out here, Sheriff. Take a bow. Look at him there.
Yes, you're wearing out your welcome.
That's enough.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you, Sheriff Drywall. What a magic moment. Not very musical, but magic.
Sir?
That's fine.
Riders Radio Theater is a mammoth radio pictures production in association with WVXU. This program is being taped live at the Emory Theater in the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with us, Saddle Pals. We'll be right back. We continue now with a National Beatle Polka Countdown with survey song number 8, Michelle
Polka.
Welcome back, buckaroos and buckarettes. You're listening to Riders Radio Theater. And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 6 of the exciting Western melodrama, Marauders of the Cosmos. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, Ranger Doug is determined to prove that the Studebaker Golden Hawk is not an extinct species. He believes that at least one still exists somewhere in the Grand Coton Mountains. While searching for this fabled bird, from afar, the writer saw Miss Marne kissing Baxter Black on the cheek. They quickly put two and two together and came up with 22.
Miss Marne is kissing someone besides Ranger Doug. Is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
Like that 222. Meanwhile, Slocum has acquired a lease on Mount Brigitte, the
grandest crouton of them all,
and plans to construct a huge rocket gun on its south slope. To this end, he obtained a permit for a rocket gun from High Sheriff Drywall.
Well, in this country, you can get a permit for just about any kind of gun.
Charlie, in the meantime, after being tricked into falling off Mount Brigitte by Baxter Black, landed on top of a bus that belonged to a traveling brain surgeon who opened up Charlie's cranium with a skill saw. Oh. And after an exhaustive search, located Charlie's brain oh. and performed a bizarre surgery with a bolt of lightning. And now, episode 6, entitled Flowers for Charlie, or the Doofus Gets a Brain. Midnight. On the outskirts of Tumbleweed City, a very large, hulking figure with a very heavily bandaged head slinks through the pouring rain. He makes his way through the dark streets and turns down a familiar alley. At the end of the alley, a dim light barely gleams through a small, dirty window in the back room of the infamous Dry Gulch Saloon.
Who's there?
Let me in, Slocum.
What the? Charlie, is that you?
Right.
Come in, come in. What the ding-dong daddy from Dumas happened to you?
It's a long story, Slocum.
Yeah, well, I'd love to hear it, but I'm in the middle of a very complex mathematical equation on this blackboard over here.
I see it. It's never gonna work.
What?
Your formula for the rocket gun.
It's not my formula. We stole it from the National Archives, remember? It's a Pentagon project.
Well, it's a waste of money, then.
So what's new? Wait a minute. You can't even count to three. What do you know about mathematical formulas?
It's as plain as the shine on your polyester suit, Slocum. Huh? Give me that chalk.
Why?
For starters, the max factor is not Pennsylvania 65,000. It's BR459.
What?
And you have to refigure the Aaron coefficient.
What?
And the Marie matrix is critical to the velocity, and your only hope of overcoming gravitational pull is the Mayo integer.
Charlie, are you possessed?
Call me Charles, please.
Charles?
Yes, that's what my mother called me. Now let's see, this just might work if we increase the Nemiro thrust factor to, how big a payload do you plan to deliver?
Say 300 pounds.
300 pounds, huh?
Yeah.
Surely you're not cogitating sending me into space.
Who else?
How much do you weigh?
What?
150, 160? Yeah, it'll work fine.
Hey, Charlie, Charles.
Thank you.
Your head's all bandaged.
Brilliant observation.
Yeah, you fell on your head, right?
Yes. I also received some radical brain surgery. Yeah. There's no need to discuss it. It's beyond your meager comprehension.
I guess that explains it.
Precisely. Now, considering the fact that my IQ is exactly 20.6 times bigger than yours, I think it's time you told me why we're building this rocket.
Well, Charles, we hijacked the armored car from the National Archives, in addition to learning how to build this rocket gun...
With my modifications.
Yeah, anyway, I found a top-secret NASA report on the lost comet Rudy.
He was the saxophone player, right?
Not Bill Haley in the comets, a real comet.
With my new intellect, Slocum, I now have a sense of humor. That was a joke.
Oh, pardon me, I forgot to laugh.
Rudy's not top secret. It was sighted back in the 70s by a Pioneer probe.
That's the one. It hasn't been seen since, but it's coming back, and soon.
So?
Eh?
It's a fascinating cosmic occurrence, but hardly worthy a criminal enterprise, such as you're trying to mount here.
Well, the Pioneer probe revealed that Rudy's comet is made of an element that doesn't exist on Earth.
Huh?
And if the readings are correct,
irregardless is not a word.
Regardless,
thank you,
of its other properties, a single spoonful of this element called spamium could power a city the size of New York for half a century.
I get it. So if I can bring it back, I can make trillions and trillions of dollars.
Charles.
Thank you.
That procedure on your head seems to have confused you about who is the boss around here.
Not one bit, Slocum. I have the superior intellect. I'm bigger, I'm stronger, and from now on, what I say goes. In other words, you work for me, shrimp. Yeah.
I see we need another little lesson in who's the boss.
Nothing like a minuscule intellect like yours can teach a mammoth one like mine.
Say, Charles, hand me that lead pipe beside you there, wouldn't you?
Get it yourself.
All right. Well, I could teach you how to tie your shoes.
Surely, Slocum, you don't expect me to fall for that old gag. Only an idiot would do that.
Look and see.
I'm wearing boots, Slocum.
Look and see.
I know I'm wearing boots. I can feel them.
look and see.
Slocum.
Charlie, make that Charles. Really, really tries not to look.
I'm not looking.
But after all, even with a radical lightning bolt, skull saw brain surgery.
No way.
His brain is still no bigger than a pea. He looks.
No way. Look, look, I told you I was worried.
What's a sucker? Now, let's see what's under all this bandage here. Wow, looks like they took off the top of his head and sewed it back on. Hey, there's a tag attached to the stitches. If any problems develop, call Wiley, 1-900-555. Well, I'll say some problems have developed. Dial the phone here. Yellow, is this Wiley? I'm calling about a guy you did some brain surgery on. Yeah, the big doofus. Well, he's now a big smarty pants. Look, is there any way to reverse this thing you did? A blow on the head. You mean like from a, say, a lead pipe? Fancy that. Oh, don't worry. I'll tell him to be very careful. Goodbye. Well, it looks like it's goodbye, Charles, and hello, Charlie.
The brain is considered by some to be the seat of the soul. By others, merely the perfect place to lay a lead pipe up aside. The next morning dawns beautiful and bright in Tumbleweed Valley, and with the sun, Miss Marm is up and off to her sunrise aerobic class. As she jogs through town, she encounters another early riser, High Sheriff Drywall, who's just finishing his nightly stint as after-hours bank guard.
Morning, High Sheriff Drywall.
Oh, howdy there, Miss Marm.
Hey, come on, let's go to the sunrise aerobics class with me.
I'd like nothing better, Miss Marm, but I'll tell you what, I'm on my way to get a Jelly Belly donut. See, I need some nourishment because I got a big day ahead of me.
Really? What's up?
Well, there's 75 truckloads of construction stuff coming through town this afternoon, and, well, I'm probably going to be directing traffic till midnight.
Gosh, what's all going on?
Well, it's going up to Mount Brigitte.
The grandest crouton of them all?
That's right, Miss Marl. Slocum's building some kind of a rocket gun or something up there, and they're going to be clear-cutting the entire south slope to build it, too.
What? High Sheriff, you can't let this happen!
Well, Miss Marm, I can't not let it happen because he owns a lease on the land and he's got all the necessary permits.
But it's a crime against nature. Don't you remember Walt Whitman's word? A leaf of grass is no less than the journey work of the stars.
Well, Miss Marm, I never did watch too many of them cartoons.
Walt Whitman, not Walt Disney.
Well, I gotta go, Miss Marm. Enjoy your aerobics, sir.
This cannot be allowed to happen.
An incensed Miss Marm races to her sunrise aerobics class, which consists of most every woman in town and, of course, a few men.
Are we going to allow this assault on the grandest crouton of them all?
No!
On to Mount Brigitte!
Yes!
It is an awesome sight. 100 aerobically fit women and, of course, a few men racing back through town on a passionate mission to save the grandest crouton of them all. Meanwhile, in the murky back room of the Dry Gulch Saloon, Slocum is up and Charlie's coming around.
Oh.
Hey, how you doing there, big guy?
Not too good.
Yeah?
I feel like I fell off a mountain, had my head cut open by a skill saw, was struck by lightning, and then sapped with that lead pipe you're holding there.
Yeah, well, you had a bad day, all right.
Yeah.
Now, while I got this lead pipe handy, we better check you out. Is your name Charlie or Charles?
Oh, my mother always called me Charles, but everybody else calls me Charlie.
Good, good. Now I'm holding up all the fingers on my right hand. How many fingers do you see?
Well, one, two, some more.
I won't be needing this. You're Charlie, all right.
Right.
Come on, let's go get some breakfast.
Right.
Here, put your hat on. That head of yours is rough to take before we have coffee.
Right.
As Slocum and Charlie step out onto the street, they're nearly run down by Miss Marm and her thundering aerobics class.
What the?
Hey, watch it.
Hey. On to Mount Brigitte.
Hey, why are y'all going to Mount Brigitte?
To stop you and your evil plan.
What? Charlie, I don't know what those environmental crackpots are up to, but we gotta stop them.
Yeah.
Get your horse and get ahead of them. Get up to the Crouton Crossroads.
Yeah.
There's two signs there. The one that points to the left says Scenic Mountain Trail.
Yeah.
The one that points to the right says Dead End, Deadly Cliff.
So what?
So call me on your cellular...
What? Speak up, Slocum.
I'm trying to. I haven't had my coffee yet. Call me on your We were getting so close. Call me on your saddle horn cellular phone when you get there, and I'll tell you what to do.
Right.
What horror is Slocum planning? Will Miss Marm succeed in her quest to save the grandest crouton of them all? And what about Ranger Doug's broken heart? Well, you won't learn the answers to these questions by watching Connie Chung and Dan Rather, but you will find them right here, same time, same station, next week in Episode 7 of Marauders of the Cosmos, entitled Fatal Switcheroo. It's rickety, unsafe, unsound melodrama you won't want to miss, and it's coming only to this Theater of the Mind. And now here again are Riders in the Sky and Joey the Cowpoker King.
Thank you. Thank you, Texas Big Spender. Well, we have time for our Classic of the West. This afternoon, we'd like to send it out to little Annie Bothnerby, who listens to Riders Radio Theater over KOPB in Portland, Oregon. A song we recorded on our recent Columbia album, Along the Santa Fe Trail.
Angels come to paint the desert nightly, while the moon is beaming brightly along the Santa Fe Trail. Stardust scattered all along the highway on a rainbow-colored skyway along the Santa Fe Trail. Beside you, I'm riding every hill and dale where shadows hide just like a pretty purple veil. Thereby hangs a tale. I found you and the mountains that surround you are the walls I built around you along the Santa Fe Trail.
This is the VXU Radio Network.